This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever wanted to try something big and heard a voice in your head whisper, "That's not for people like you"? It's not loud, it doesn't scream, it just sounds familiar. My name is Ranger Kielak, and a few years ago, I decided to walk across America, from South Carolina to California. And here's the thing, I almost didn't. Not because I wasn't ready, not because I didn't want it, but because a quiet, matter-of-fact voice in my head said, "You're not qualified, you're too normal, this kind of thing isn't for people like you." I call it the sabotaging voice. And chances are, you've heard it too. It's the voice that keeps you stuck. It sounds logical, but it's fear in disguise. But I have some good news for you. You can learn to quiet it and reclaim your confidence. I'll show you how right after this short message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
This is Ranger Kielak, and today we're talking about the sabotaging voice. The one that tells you you're not good enough, not ready, or just not the type. The first step in reclaiming your confidence is this. Recognize that the voice isn't you. It's fear, it's habit, it's old programming. And as Michael Singer says in his book, The Untethered Soul, you are not the voice in your head. You are the one who hears it. So how do you deal with it? Here's a quick three-step approach that I use with my clients. Step one is to name the voice. Give it a name. What does it sound like? A teacher, a parent, a critic? Putting distance between you and the voice helps you gain power over it. Step two is to challenge it. Ask, is this voice telling me the truth, or is it just something familiar? Then look for evidence that it's wrong. Even a small win is enough to shift your mindset. And step three, take a step anyway. The best way to quiet the voice is with action. Do one thing it says you can't do. Prove it wrong, not with a fight, but with a step. Every step becomes a rebuttal, and every action builds your confidence. If you've been hearing that voice, "Who am I to do this? Other people have it easier. I'm not ready," then I want you to hear this. You are more capable than you think. You don't need permission. You just need to start. And if you want help taking that first step, I'd love to talk with you. Visit withinrangecoaching.com to book a free 15-minute conversation with me. No pressure, just support. For Keeping Pace with Your Health, this has been Ranger Kielak.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.